This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike Unported License, available at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/BY-SA 3.0. Hofgarten, Munich. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. The Hofgarten, Kurt Garden, is a garden in the center of Munich, Germany, located between the residence and the Englischer Garten. The garden was built in 1613 till 1617 by Maximilian I, Elector of Bavaria, as an Italian-style Renaissance garden. In the center of the garden is a pavilion for the goddess Diana, built in 1615 by Heinrich Schön the Elder. A path leads from each of the eight arches. On the roof of the Diana pavilion is a replica of a sculpture of Bavaria by Hubert Gerhard, created in 1623. The original is in the Kaisersaal of the residence. Facing the Hofgarten on the east side is the Bavarian Staatskanzlei, State Chancellery, housed in the former Army Museum, with the addition of glass wings left and right of the original building. The repurposed building was completed in 1993. A few steps more eastwards, the Hofgartenkaserne was located from 1801 till 1899. In the northeast corner, a square black granite memorial stands to the White Rose Group, whose members were executed for a non-violent campaign against Hitler's regime. The site towards the residence includes flowers in a design by Karl Effner from 1853, and there are arcades to the west and the north, including many wall paintings related to the history of Bavaria. The Hofgartentor, 1816, the first building in Munich by Leo von Klenze, leads towards the Theatinerkirche. The garden was destroyed during World War II and was rebuilt with a partial redesign with compromised between the landscape garden character it had acquired in the 19th century and the original former design of the 17th century. Nowadays the garden is open to the public and is very popular with both residents and tourists alike. The nearest Munich U-Bahn station is Odeonsplatz, located directly west of the garden. The garden is cited in T.C. Eliot's poem The Wasteland.